The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enova, and welcome to the Business Owners Podcast, where we get to share stories and tips and tricks related to business owners just like you. Along with Clive Enova, I am your host for this podcast, and today we have our guest, Lynn Power, joining us to share her story behind her journey in business. I'd like to welcome Lynn, and let's get to hear a little bit about her story.
Hi there, this is Lynn Power. I'm really excited to be on the Business Owners Podcast sharing my story about Masami, my clean premium hair care brand, which launched in 2020, and also the Conscious Beauty Collective, which is a group of indie beauty and wellness brands that I launched in 2022 after I had a year of breast cancer and realized that brand partnerships were a great way to not just grow my business, but also give me a little bit of joy in my life. So I'm really excited to chat.
Lynn, we love to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it tea or coffee or something else?
So coffee or tea? I would say I'm a little bit of both. If I am at the Conscious Beauty Collective, I need a little bit of Starbucks to get me going. If I'm at home, I tend to prefer tea.
Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both?
Early bird or night owl, I will definitely say night owl on that one, even though as I'm getting older, it's not as late of a night owl, but I'm definitely not a morning person.
What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down?
The book I just finished reading is called The Devil All the Time, and it's about some serial killers, and I like a good dark read, so that is a good one I would recommend.
And what is one word to describe your journey so far?
One word to describe the journey so far, it has to be unpredictable, because I think many of us can relate to that, but for me, that certainly has been the case.
Now it's time for us to hear a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in your profession or your field? Was it something that you first started in? Was it something that maybe you fell into? How did you get started? Tell us a little bit behind that story.
So before I became an entrepreneur, I spent 30 years in advertising and I did not study advertising. I didn't go to college for that. I actually was a criminal justice and English major, go figures. I fell into advertising. I was interviewing to try to find any job, frankly. It was 1989 and not so easy to get a job then, bit of a recession. And I had wanted to go into the FBI, but they had a hiring freeze. So I answered an ad in the paper. Yes, back in those days, they actually had newspapers with ads that you used to circle and cut out. There's no emailing or internet. So I answered an ad for a receptionist in an advertising agency. I went and they hired me on the spot. I was a breathing person who could answer the phone. But it turned out to be amazing because I absolutely loved it. I loved the culture. I loved using creativity as a business tool. And I just really found my home for the next 30 years, that is, and was able to really carve out a space in advertising.
The next one is, was there any defining moments within your journey? What was the moment that was clear to you that this was the thing that was going to work for you or wasn't going to work for you? And just explain that a little bit along the way for us.
Now, the time that I was in the business, it was still very Mad Men-esque. So I would say a couple defining moments for me. One, when I moved to New York from Chicago. I started in Chicago, met my boyfriend who became my husband. We moved to New York. And that was like the big leagues. So that was a moment for sure. Another defining moment was when I decided to leave an agency that I actually loved. I was there 8 years, but I was hitting my head against the ceiling and there was nowhere for me to go. So I decided to leave and go somewhere where I'd have more room to take on a manager role. And I did. And that was fantastic. And then, of course, the other defining moment is leaving the advertising industry and starting my own business. It was like eating my own dog food to see if all the advice I'd given clients over the years actually made any sense.
And have there been any influential figures in your life or career so far that have got you to this stage?
As far as influential figures in my life or career, there have been a few. I would say one of the most influential figures was one of my early bosses, a guy by the name of Tom Yorton, who would not let me hide in a corner. I was an introvert. I am now a learned extrovert, but at the time, not so easy. And he basically forced me to present in front of a room full of clients regularly, and I was horrible, but he didn't let me off the hook. He basically said, you're going to keep doing it. You're going to get better and better. And you know what? He was right. Sometimes you have to force yourself out of your comfort zone. And that was a really good lesson for me. And there have been several others along the way in terms of influential people. Now I work with a lot of really amazing founders, other skincare beauty founders, clean beauty founders, who really influence me every day. And it's actually been incredibly fun to find people which you have a lot in common with, a lot of shared interests with, and are committed to helping each other.
How do you balance your personal life and your business?
So I'm a big believer in blending my personal life and my business life. And it wasn't so easy to do when I was in advertising because you can't always decide who your clients are going to be or who your peers are going to be. But when you have your own business, you have a lot more control over that. So now I only work with people I love. It's actually become a bit of a family business. My daughter, her boyfriend, my son has gotten pulled in. My husband's gotten pulled in. My brother does my operations and fulfillment. One of my best friends from high school works with me in marketing. So I really find that incredibly fulfilling because I'm able to work with people who I trust, who I want to spend time with. And it doesn't always have to be a chore. It can be fun and really enjoyable, especially traveling.
Can you share with us a challenge you have faced and how you've overcome it, so that it might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast?
As far as challenges go, my biggest challenge since I launched my business was getting breast cancer in 2021. So I had launched my business at New York Fashion Week in February of 2020. And then about a year and a few months later, I was diagnosed with a very rare aggressive breast cancer and had to go through chemo, radiation, surgery, the whole nine yards, and try to keep my business going at the same time. So I had to really learn how to delegate and learn how to let other people take the lead, which was hard for me because I'm a bit of a type A personality, but it was a good lesson for me and one I've tried to carry forward now that I'm on the other side of my breast cancer diagnosis. I'm trying not to fall into those same patterns of wanting to do everything myself and let people help me out. And it really has made a difference.
The future of business is always changing. So it's an important question that we ask you in the Business Owners Podcast about the future of your industry. So how do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field?
So the whole idea behind the Conscious Beauty Collective was for indie beauty and wellness brands to join forces to change the beauty industry. We want the beauty industry to be more responsible, more accountable, more transparent, and more intentional about the products that we're creating. And of course, clean, making products that are clean. There's still an unbelievable amount of toxins in our beauty products in the US, and it is absolutely awful. So that is what we're trying to do, one person at a time, educate, share, and advocate for your health and wellness.
Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
As far as dream projects or collaborations, oh my gosh, there's so many amazing brands that we would love to partner with. Of course, top of my list, lots of interesting celebrities, but I would say I would love if anyone has connections with Keanu Reeves or John Mayer, they both need to try Masami. I think they would love it and their hair would love it. So there you go.
And what advice would you give to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries. And it's important as business owners, we encourage and we support them along the journey.
And then as far as advice to give somebody, if you're thinking about launching a beauty brand, it's tough. So it's easy to launch a brand. I'll say that because the price of entry for getting a brand out on the market is fairly low. It's hard to keep a brand. It's hard to get new customers. It's hard to get awareness. It's an incredibly crowded market. So number one is first make sure that you actually have a product that people want. Secondly, make sure that you have a clear point of difference in what your product does or delivers versus what's on the market. And three, make sure you've thought through your go-to-market strategy. And then from there, your brand story, your content, all that other stuff. But I would get as much advice from people in the field, from your peers, from your friends, from people you trust before you start launching something and then find out after you spend a lot of money and time that there's not really a market for it.
I mean, you are so right. It is so easy to launch nowadays. You know, everything's accessible, but keeping that brand, maintaining that brand and maintaining that reputation and launching a product is all about the follow-up and what we do next. I would like to thank you for being on the Business Owners Podcast, sharing your story. Can you let our audience know where they can find and connect with you?
So thanks for listening. We love being able to connect with people and to share our story. If you're interested in learning more, you can follow us on any of the social channels at Love Masumi Hair or check out our website, which is lovemasumi.com. Also follow Conscious Beauty Collective Shop on Instagram. If you're interested in trying out Masumi, you can use code BUSINESSOWNERS for 20% off on our site. Enjoy your hydrated hair. Thank you.
Lynn, once again, thank you for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Business Owners Podcast. Without you, we don't have a podcast. I would like to see you in our next episode. If you've got any tips or tricks that you would like to see popping up in the Business Owners Podcast, let us know in the comments. And we look forward to sharing more episodes with you. And I'm going to spill the beans on this. We've got a new series coming out soon that we're going to be looking at called The Lessons We've Learned in Business. Just to change things up a little bit here on the podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.